This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A bill we told you about over a month ago that would increase checkoff fees and add more oversight to the Washington Beef Commission finances is now headed to the governor's office for his signature. The state Senate passed House Bill 2073 unanimously, but Moses Lake Representative Tom Dent says the commission wasn't on board right out of the gate.
When the bill came out, of course, there was a lot of pushback, you know, the first day, and so I just suggested everybody take it home over the weekend and read it. We'll talk on Monday, right? And they check back in on Monday and, hey, Tom, this looks pretty good. You know, we like it. Well, we had a couple little issues going on there, but, you know, we can work around that. So really, overall, it's been pretty positive. You know, the feedback, once they took it, sat down, read it, saw what was in there, they like it.
Dent says the changes have been a long time coming.
Checkoff increase will ever happen. We're going to have to change a little bit on where the money goes. That's pretty much how it is. You know, that was put together, I think, 30-some years ago. So just kind of redirects what they spend their money on. And, you know, our world has changed since 30 years ago, right? And how we advertise and what we do. And the people have changed all of our technology. So it's just kind of changing things a little bit. And I'll tell you, kind of the basis of it for me, what I could see was, instead of trying to promote beef or trying to sell hamburgers, we should sell the industry.
Dent says in the end, it wasn't so much the money the cattlemen had an issue with, but working out a plan that would put in accountability measures that make it more transparent.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.